This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Life Freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username LRN.FM. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Mike, and Will.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want, and yeah, we do talk about cryptocurrencies an awful lot here, but they're hot, man. I saw on Facebook today somebody posting, and I don't know if it's true because I don't watch television news, but the claim is that Fox News is now giving the Bitcoin price at the time when they give the Dow Jones price.
Good.
I was talking with a business associate in Lebanon who was talking with a friend of his in Bangkok, and he was asking, they were talking about investing in cryptocurrencies.
Yep.
And the guy wasn't sure, and then he comes back and he says, you know, my mother started talking to me about Bitcoin and Ethereum and smart contracts.
So she's way ahead of him, basically. That is so funny. Well, now even, this is old, this Bitcoin is evil article. Where'd y'all find this? Was this on social media, the Bitcoin is evil thing?
Yeah.
This is actually, I mean, we should read it anyway, but yeah. But it's 4 years old.
Really?
Yeah, December 28th, 2013.
Paul, I didn't even notice
that. Paul Krugman, headline, Bitcoin is evil. Let's see what he had to say four years ago, back when, this would have been right after the first crash, the first big crash.
Is that Pope Paul Krugman?
I don't know, but
thinks he is.
This is the guy that writes for the New York Times, who is apparently like a lefty or something like that. Anyway, he's not in favor of economic freedom, that's for sure. He says it's always important and always hard to distinguish positive economics, how things work, from normative economics, how things should be. Indeed, on many of the macro issues I've written about, it has been obvious that large numbers of economists can't bring themselves to make that distinction. They dislike activist government on political grounds, and this leads them to make really bad arguments about why fiscal stimulus can't work and monetary stimulus will be disastrous. I don't, by the way, think that this effect is symmetric, although people like Robert Lucas were quick to accuse people like Christy Romer of fabricating macro arguments to support a big government agenda. This didn't actually happen. He says, but I now come to talk about, not about macro, but about money, specifically about Bitcoin and all that. Now, keep in mind that the "and all that" at the time this was written basically didn't exist. I mean, what month of 2013 did Litecoin come out? It was 2013, I'm pretty sure, right?
My brain is still confuzzled from the beginning when he's talking about normative economics, how things should be. Who the heck decides what should be?
He does, apparently.
Yeah.
But no, that's an important question, right? That's a question of who decides. Is it the politicians? Is it you? Is it a group of people? Is it people you've never met or people that you do know?
It's the intelligentsia on high.
What, do you remember when Litecoin came out? Because I feel like it was 2013. Was it 2013? Can anybody do a quick Wikipedia on that one?
I'm pretty sure it was 2012.
Maybe it was 2012.
I think he's right. So actually, 2011.
2011. Okay, earlier than I thought that it was. So
Litecoin released via an open source client on GitHub on October 7th, 2011 by Charlie Lee, a former Google employee. The Litecoin network went live October 13th.
So this would have been a couple of years after that. So there would have been several probably altcoins in existence by the time he wrote this piece. So he says, so far, almost all of the Bitcoin discussion has been positive economics. Can this actually work? And I have to say that I'm still deeply unconvinced. To be successful, money must both be a medium of exchange and a reasonably stable store of value. And it remains completely unclear why Bitcoin should be a stable store of value. And then he cites somebody named Brad DeLong, who he claims puts it clearly, quote, "Underpinning the value of gold is that if all else fails, you can use it to make pretty things. Underpinning the value of the dollar is a combination of A, the fact that you can use them to pay your taxes to the U.S. government, and that B, that the Federal Reserve is a potential dollar sink and has promised to buy them back and extinguish them in their real if their real value starts to sink at much more than 2% per year. Placing a ceiling on the value of gold is mining technology, and the prospect that if its price gets out of whack for long on the upside, a great deal more of it will be created. Placing a ceiling on the value of the dollar is the Federal Reserve's role as an actual dollar source and its commitment not to allow deflation to happen." Yeah, that's certainly true that the government is not going to likely allow deflation to happen. They have a very high interest in inflation.
His problem there is that, you know, Bitcoin was designed to behave like mining gold. That's mm-hmm. why we call the process of authenticating transactions mining to create new coins, because it's the same thing. Because there's a finite amount of gold, not just in circulation,
yep.
but there's a finite amount of gold on
in
Earth
ground.
And
yeah.
recoverable. So, you know,
and the more you mine of it, presumably the harder it will get to be
exactly.
defined. And so Bitcoin also gets harder over time when more people enter the mining
Absolutely.
Business.
That's the way it was designed to do that.
The difficulty goes up of the mining, and therefore you have to spend more money and more on more computer hardware and, you know, spend more time and effort to try to
and
actually
get electricity
it.
And all that. Yeah.
Now, of course, the hope is that the price of the Bitcoin will go up over time so that when you're mining, you're getting less Bitcoin, it's still going to be worth more than it would have been
right.
a few years prior to that. And that's generally held true now with us sitting at $16,000 Bitcoin tonight.
Hey, Paul Krugman, how's your dollar doing, buddy?
It's doing exactly what they intend for it to do, which is to say inflating, but not as quickly as, for instance, the Venezuelan Bolivar. Going on here, a claim is placing a ceiling on the value of bitcoins is computer technology in the form of the hash function until the limit of 21 million bitcoins is reached. Placing a floor on the value of bitcoins is what exactly? He asks. Well, technically, there's no reason that the Bitcoin couldn't go to zero, except for the fact that it's widely accepted and used all around the world. So it seems unlikely, highly unlikely, that the value of Bitcoin, as messed up as it is, I mean, Bitcoin is like hobbling along right now.
As difficult as it is to use, it's still
going up.
Worth more than any other precious metal.
All of them combined.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've talked in great detail about the problems with the Bitcoin network and how it's full of transactions and that the programmers have absolutely failed to scale the system up to what the consumer demand is, despite the fact that transactions can take days to go through, if they ever do. I had four of them sitting here for 3 weeks before I just finally gave up and said, well, I'm just going to abort the transaction, because now you can do that with the Bitcoin Core software. You never could do that in the past, and so they've completely changed one of the key elements of Bitcoin, which was irreversibility. Well, now you can reverse your transactions, which is incredibly dangerous as far as fraud is concerned, but that's a whole other issue. So anyway, yeah, it could go to zero tomorrow. It could, but what are the chances that something that is utilized by millions of people all around the world, I don't know how many of them utilize it on a daily basis, but certainly, you know, you can go and look at coinmarketcap.com right now, and you can see however many billions of dollars have been transmitted, you know, how many trades have happened,
right.
How many times this has been spent.
Hey, we could have nuclear war tomorrow. What's that's going to do to the dollar?
Right. $12 billion worth of Bitcoin in the last 24 hours has transacted. So Bitcoin's alive and well. Now, certainly, it could have its popularity drop down. And if you look at the top of CoinMarketCap.com, they give you the Bitcoin dominance number. Now, this number a year ago would have been about 85 to 90%, meaning that of all of the total market cap, the total value of all the cryptocurrencies in the world, Bitcoin a year ago was 90% of that.
And a similar percentage was Bitcoin being traded in China. And China then banned the exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the Chinese economy is only about 30% of the global Bitcoin. And that ban only held back the price of Bitcoin for
a few days.
And then it started going back up again.
But now Bitcoin's dominance is below 50%. It's at basically all-time lows. Right now, 44.3%, meaning that those altcoins, the competitors, the Ethereum, the Dash, you know, these other ones
that's
that
great.
Are out there.
Diversification.
For yeah. real, you had Verge hit top 20. It's like
Did
a small
really?
Coin hit top 20 in trade volume.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Krugman's got a little bit more. We'll come back to him in his article, Bitcoin is Evil. Bitcoin is the Devil.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. The number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Anarchapulco is making anarchy great again. It's coming up February 15th through the 18th at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. And Free Talk Live will have the great pleasure of broadcasting from the event. We were there at the 2017 edition of Anarchapulco. It was my first time there. And I have to say, it was probably the new contender for number one most fun networking convention party kind of libertarian event. So you ought to check it out if you've never been. Anarchapulco.com.
I'll be there.
Excellent. Were you there this year?
No. No.
Oh, it's going to be a good time.
We're going to have a whole team from Galactic Systems down there.
Very cool.
One of these days they'll be able to smuggle me across the border so I can go.
It's easy to get across the border from what I hear into Mexico. I don't think that they care as much about
it's getting back into America.
That could be the problem.
Yeah. Especially for you, Will, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on a no-fly list, man.
G. Edward Griffin will be speaking.
I want a passport list, actually.
You know, the guy that wrote the book about how they formed the Federal Reserve?
Yep.
He's going to be there. Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat from School Sucks Project, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Kerry Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan. Oh, yeah.
Ron Paul.
He's going to be headlining Anarchapulco and also live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. It's happening again February 15th through the 18th. That's a month and a half, basically, from now. It's happening in Acapulco at the Princess Resort. You're going to want to be there if you care about freedom and you want to have a good time. Plus, there's also other events that are happening right around that time frame that are related to Anarchapulco, but you have to pay extra for some of them, like the Health and Wellness Retreat, Change Media University, Amazonian Ceremonies, and more. Plus, Cryptopulco is included, by the way, in the normal ticket price, Cryptopulco being all of the events on the 18th. So all the speakers are going to be talking about cryptocurrency on the final day of the event. Anarchapulco.com, you want to use code FTL when you get your tickets to save 10%, because that helps us out when you do that, because then they know we sent them you. So once again, anarchapulco.com, use code FTL for the 10% discount. We're sharing an article from 4 years ago, actually, by Paul Krugman over at the New York Times. It is entitled, Bitcoin is Evil. And so let me continue here. It's actually a fairly short piece. He says, I have had and am continuing to have a dialogue with smart technologists who are very high on Bitcoin. But when I try to get them to explain to me why Bitcoin is a reliable store of value, they always seem to come back with explanations about how it's a terrific medium of exchange. Well, times have changed. Bitcoin is no longer a terrific medium of exchange. In fact, I guess you can't say it's the worst one, because there's probably some cryptocurrencies that don't have any users, and so therefore, or hardly any miners, and so the blocks take forever.
Like Bitcoin Gold?
Well, Bitcoin Gold's in the top 15. Are you saying that
it's wicked expensive on the exchanges to use?
Is that right? Is it? Yeah. What's wrong with Bitcoin Gold right now?
Not a lot of miners.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's $50 exchange fees on Changely.
So Bitcoin may not be the worst, but it's one of the worst. It's one of the slowest platforms right now. It's one of the most, probably the most expensive platform as far as cryptocurrencies are concerned. So things have changed since this article was written. And indeed, you know, as he's saying, he's asking why Bitcoin is a reliable store of value. I don't know if it is. I don't think that you could claim that Bitcoin is a reliable store of value.
In what time frame are you saying reliable? I mean, if you're talking the long term, sure it is. Because of the scarcity function, there will only ever be 21 million of them.
It has gone up in value over time.
Yes.
But there's no guarantee that that's going to happen, that's going to continue happening.
Well, an asteroid could strike Earth tomorrow, of course. But is that very likely? No.
That's true. That's true. I don't know. I guess, you know, we like the idea that Bitcoin goes up in value. That's certainly very, very nice. It's nice when that happens. But, you know, if what Krugman was saying here about money is true, and I'm not saying that it is, that in order for something to be money, that it should generally be stable as far as its value is concerned.
True. But if you're just going to focus on the store of value, then you're dealing with things like artwork, mm-hmm. and... you know, precious.
Well, right. It also has to be a medium of exchange that's accepted and useful
and
exchangeable.
So, it's losing the medium of exchange because there are people that are in charge of it are focusing on the store of value function. And, you know, that's it. You can.
Which is dumb because all of the rest of them can store value too, and they're a medium of exchange. So why somebody would want to use Bitcoin for any purpose, I don't understand it. Especially because it's hard to get out of it if people are having all of these delays and these issues with the fees, the liquidity,
and
or whatever is there.
About the whole reason why the theory that it has a growing number of people beyond myself who are believe that this is what's going on with the core team is that it's going to be the international settlements currency to be the place that gold had under the Bretton Woods is that the establishment in the West wants to get rid of the petrodollar. They, you know, it's they want to dissociate themselves from their reliance on associating the dollar with the price of oil. And you know, for instance, the U.S. has developed its own energy independence because they want to not be funding funding terrorism. And they, by getting rid of the connection between the dollar and the price of oil, by replacing the petrodollar with the Bitcoin as the international settlements currency, then that, the theory it goes, is that that will defund terrorism. It will neutralize the economic power of the middle, of the Muslim nations that are supposedly backing all the terrorism and so on and so forth.
I mean, it sounds like an absolutely fanciful idea on the part of these Bitcoin Core programmers that they would be considered so important by the international banks that they would adopt them in any shape or form. Why would somebody want to adopt this broken technology?
Well, there's just an article on LDJ Capital's website this week where they quoted me in it, and they were talking about how in this coming year, the G7 central banks are all going to be buying Bitcoin in large amounts.
Okay. Is that like public information or
this
speculation?
This is public information, and we'll put a link to it up on the website. So it's these are statements right from the G7 banks. And this is what's going to happen.
That certainly could bring the price up.
Yep.
If that sort of thing happens. Back to the story here from Krugman. He says he says when I try to get them to explain to me why Bitcoin is a reliable store of value, they come back with explanations of how it's a terrific medium of exchange, which it no longer is, as I would add. But even if I buy this, he says, it doesn't solve my problem, and I haven't been able to get my correspondents to recognize that these are different questions. But as I said, this is a positive discussion. What about the normative economics, which he describes earlier as the way things are, I think is what he said. Normative economics is how things should be. He says positive economics is how things work, which I don't know anything about those concepts. But going on here, he says, what about the normative economics? You should read Charlie Strauss. Quote, Bitcoin looks like it was designed as a weapon intended to damage central banking and money-issuing banks.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Charlie. He's my favorite communist sci-fi writer.
That's why we fell in love with Bitcoin back in the day. We'll continue here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome at 855-450. Free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Mike, and Will.
We've been talking about how messed up Bitcoin is, but yet everybody's talking about it because they, you know, most people who've seen the price don't know about the behind-the-scenes ugliness. With the programmers arguing forever about how to fix the problem and not actually fixing it, although some of the people out there who support Bitcoin Core believe that the fix is just right around the corner. There's this Lightning network that they're about to release that's going to make everything so much better, and I really hope that it does, but I'm not going to believe it until I actually see it. So, you know, hopefully that'll happen sometime in 2018, and maybe Bitcoin will become a little bit more usable, but for right now, nobody wants to use Bitcoin. Nobody wants to pay with Bitcoin. I don't know anybody who pays with Bitcoin anymore. It just doesn't happen.
I do.
Really? When was the last
time? With my chip card.
That's not the same thing. So shifting from Bitcoin into U.S. dollars via a debit card that you're talking about is not the same because the merchant is not receiving Bitcoin.
Right.
The merchant's receiving dollars. So it's a great service. It's a great way to convert your cryptocurrency into dollars.
I've been starting so many conversations with people in my community.
With the shift card?
With the shift card, going in, has anybody ever bought stuff from you with Bitcoin? No, what are you talking about? Blah, 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 blah. I said, well, zip.
Yeah, but they're not getting it. So that's confusing, unless you actually have a lengthy conversation explaining what's happening.
I wind up, you know, my shopping takes a lot more time now.
Because otherwise, if you just say, oh, I'm buying with Bitcoin, then that is super confusing, right? Because they're getting dollars at the end of the day, and they don't have Bitcoin. So anyway, cryptocurrencies are pretty hot right now, but crypto is where it's at because of good technology. And the liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash this year, they've taken the best tech, some of it, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and they're creating a secure platform for money and messages that can be sent to anyone anywhere in the world. Zencash is available to you now. Go to zencash.com. It's a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization, and is actually programmed by people who care about freedom, which is the way Bitcoin used to be. And that's why Paul Krugman here is citing a quote from somebody named Charlie Strauss, who claims that Bitcoin looks like it was designed as a weapon intended to damage central banking. Now, what you've told us tonight, this article here is 4 years old. You've said, Mike, that you believe that they're trying to change Bitcoin to work with the central bankers.
Yes. As an international settlements currency.
It's just totally been bastardized. It's been corrupted. It no longer is what it once was.
I know Charlie Strauss.
You know him?
Yeah, he's a sci-fi writer. He's a communist, and he's very much a supporter of the established, despite being a communist, he's got this weird thing where he likes the establishment the way it is and so on.
It's
and
like
so
a technocrat.
Forth. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And so he's, you know, very skeptical about anything that smells of libertarianism, transhumanism, anything where there's technology that allows people to be more free.
And at the time this was written in 2013, Bitcoin was that. Bitcoin was very libertarian in the very beginning. Satoshi Nakamoto, you know,
decentralization.
Right. I mean, it basically was pretty clear that exactly what this is being described as was what Satoshi's vision was.
The beast of central banking.
Right. That Bitcoin was supposed to kill, to help us destroy peacefully the old banking structure by outcompeting it, by making a better form of money that decentralizes, that, you know, devolves power, that puts the power of money into the hands of people. Thankfully, there are other currencies out there, like Zencash, are taking that concept and they're moving it forward, unlike the Bitcoin Core team, which is now basically sold out to the man, which is really just a tragic arc.
Zencash really is just another thing like what I was talking about the other night. It's new technology, new ideas.
It's like a third generation.
Yeah,
thing, like
third generation about. Coins. You know what I'm saying?
Right, it's got the privacy factor, the ZK snarks, zero knowledge proofs.
I personally don't think it's a matter of selling out so much as a long-term Fabian-type plan to, as I've talked about, where the national governments have such serious sustainability problems with their unfunded liabilities in the future that they are essentially doomed to economic collapse in the next 20 years at least. And the only way out of that fiat trap that they're in is actually going to be to convert their national currencies into national blockchains.
And run by the government.
Run by the government, but it'll allow the governments to decentralize government services into smart contracts on those national blockchains.
You're giving them too much credit, dude. The government doesn't want to innovate.
They may not want to do it, but this is really the only way out of the trap they're in.
Really?
So there will be governments who refuse to do this, and they will collapse.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope they refuse to do it then, because hell with them.
Those that want to preserve their civic responsibility to their citizens, such as it is, will adopt this. And once you have governments adopting national blockchains and people are able to get their government services via smart contracts on the blockchain directly without having to deal with bureaucrats, the bureaucrats can be downsized and
government doesn't work like that.
They may not work that way, but really,
those bureaucrats are
going to
fight for their jobs.
They may fight it,
but they will collapse.
The unions
those
will
fight
stop
it,
this
those
from
that
happening.
Fight it will collapse. There's it's it, inevitable.
Good. I hope they collapse. I support the unions trying to stop them from implementing this, if that's actually what their plan is. So they say here, Bitcoin looks like it was designed as a weapon intended to damage central banking and money-issuing banks with a libertarian political agenda in mind to damage states' ability to collect tax
yes.
and monitor their citizens' financial transactions.
Still trying to understand what's wrong with that.
Yeah, he's saying Bitcoin's evil.
Well,
right?
Yeah, like a lot of us in the transhumanist movement in the 90s, Charlie was a fan of Neal Stephenson's Snow Crash, which portrayed a post-federal future where cryptocurrency had ended the federal government's ability to collect taxes and it had to basically divest itself of all its assets, and that wound up with a sort of anarcho-capitalist society.
Awesome.
Right, because if people aren't using the government money anymore, then how are they going to be able to collect taxes
right,
on the transactions?
Right. And if they aren't using the government money anymore, how can they leverage against the value of that money so that they can drop, you know, $400,000 bombs on hospitals?
It's what they're already starting to do at the customs when you're coming into the country now. They are going to be inspecting people for their computers, their phones, for any USB drives, for crypto wallets.
Right, so uninstall all that crap before you cross the borders. Let's continue here. Strauss, he says, this is a little bit more from Krugman. He says, Strauss doesn't like that agenda, and neither do I. But I'm not trying to let that tilt my positive analysis of Bitcoin one way or the other. One suspects, however, that many Bitcoin enthusiasts are, in fact, enthusiastic because, as Strauss says, quote, it pushes the same buttons as their gold fetish, unquote. So let's talk both about whether Bitcoin is a bubble and whether it's a good thing, in part to make sure that we don't confuse these questions with each other. That's the story there. Bitcoin is evil. It doesn't really make a strong case as to why Bitcoin is evil. That's just the kind of the headline of the piece.
He's appealing to the authority of a science fiction writer that 99.9% of the people have never heard of.
Right. I'd never heard of Charlie Strauss before. So anyway, your comments are certainly welcome. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Bitcoin is anything but evil, but I guess if your viewpoint is that government is good, then I guess you would say that Bitcoin is evil because it does, or did, present a threat to that government. Now, cryptocurrency is the threat. Now, the general concept. Bitcoin used to be the threat. Now, it's just the old, slow, you know, Bitcoin. Cryptocurrency,
it is the
1.0.
Dial-up of crypto.
I love that. The dial-up of cryptocurrency, and so you know now the idea of cryptocurrency is still the government killer. That's what's going to stay with us because there will always be those currencies who are not interested in cozying up to the banks, the Moneros, the Zcash, these other ones out
it's
there.
It's not about Bitcoin. It's about blockchain.
Zcash, Vertcoin,
maybe not even about blockchain. You've got the Tether over on the IOTA.
You've got Hashgraph, you've got other technology.
More coming up here. It's about getting away from the state.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now. This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Mike, and Will.
All right, so Will, you've got a radio show that you do. It's called The Call to Freedom. It used to be Sundays, and it will be one more Sunday.
One more.
This coming Sunday. And then you guys are gearing up, and you're already gearing up, but you'll be doing it, I'm sure, heavily for that week prior to January 8th, where you'll be taking the Call to Freedom to 5 days a week, afternoon drive time, Eastern time, 4 to 7 in the afternoon on LRN.FM.
Yeah, we're doing a completely revamping. We're going to have new co-hosts that'll be joining us. We'll have Heather Dixon, Chris, who joins on Friday night.
Heather Nixon or Dixon?
Dixon.
Dixon, okay.
Heather Dixon.
I thought it was Nixon. I don't
know why. Maybe it's Nixon.
Okay.
Anyway, she used to be with Johnny Rocket.
Yeah, on the Launchpad.
The Launchpad podcast. And then we'll also be joined on Tuesday nights. It's Nixon, you're correct.
Okay.
Heather Nixon. We'll be joined on Tuesday nights by with Mr. Mike Laurie here.
Yo.
From Galactic Systems. And then we'll also on
Tuesday afternoon. You guys aren't
Tuesday afternoons.
Will it be nighttime in like the UK? Or
in New Hampshire, it'll be nighttime. At
well,
least for
it'll
the next
be
month.
Month.
Yeah. From 4:30 is when it starts to get dark.
The
so,
good
yeah.
news is it's getting lighter every day.
Slowly but surely.
On.
For the next, well, not yet.
Yeah, no, on the 21st, the equinox.
Oh, okay.
And it's still going to be just as cold.
Yeah. Or colder. And then we'll also have Chris from Think Penguin, who comes in on Friday nights, who will be with us on Tuesday afternoons.
Got it.
Then we'll also have our normal staff on Monday through Friday, we'll have Aria from CryptoCurrencyCheck.org, who will be our five-day-a-week co-host. And then on Thursday and Friday, we'll be joined by Tom Gray, who will be broadcasting live remotes from wrestling event. Turns out Tom is a wrestling promoter, and we will be having wrestling stars on the show on Thursdays and Fridays to directly
like,
from
like new upcoming wrestlers or old classic wrestlers?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
I want to touch a Rowdy Roddy.
Right?
Did he die?
Yeah, oh, he died about a year ago.
Oh.
But we'll have them actually coming on the air with us to discuss politics, to discuss cryptocurrencies. We're going to be giving away free cryptocurrencies. We're going to have a one-hour section of the show every day brought to you by Helium.
Yeah.
That will be strictly devoted to the cryptocurrency community, cryptography, talking about businesses like Galactic Systems, bringing in guys from Tribe, people from other small coins. We'll have the Verge coin, the guy doing the Wraith Protocol development coming on. And basically the whole idea is to get every man, the normal, regular guy, interested in more than just Bitcoin. Because like you said, Bitcoin's broken. So what we want to do is we want to bring altcoins to the blue-collar and dirty-collar American.
Mm-hmm.
And the easiest way to do that is to give away free money.
Yeah.
So every episode that we're on the air, some random time during the episode, we will give away a random amount of a random cryptocurrency.
So not necessarily during the hour about cryptocurrency.
Nope, that's right. It may happen 5 minutes into the show or 5 minutes before the end of the episode.
I see.
Every single day, 5 days a week, we'll have sponsors that sponsor a faucet giveaway. You listen for the faucet sound. Fifth caller gets $5 in Dash, $10 in Dash, $20 in Vertcoin. Whatever, we don't know. Depends on what the sponsor is willing to give. Then once a week, we'll have a major faucet giveaway of anywhere between $50 and $100 of Vertcoin that we'll be giving away once a week. Again, you never know what show it's going to be on. You never know what time it's going to happen. Just listen, call in on the LRN call lines, and get your free money. We'll be sending it out. You just will be an email discussion between you. Give us an address, and boom, you get your free money in your wallet that day or maybe the next day. So that's going to be 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. So listen in.
Awesome. The call to freedom. Is there a website yet?
We're working on websites and RSS feeds all that stuff right now. We'll have it all taken care of by the 8th.
All right.
And that'll be brought to you by Vertcoin, BitPlus Networks, and Helium. Galactic Systems.
All right, cool. We'll look forward to it, and certainly we'll let you know once websites and such are up and rolling, because not everybody's going to be able to listen live, so I'm sure you're going to be putting up it on podcasts for the first time ever for Call to Freedom.
Well, I mean, it will be your libertarian drive home from work show, so, and free money on top of it. So while you're stuck in traffic,
you're
yelling
money
and cursing at the horrible traffic.
You can make money stuck in traffic.
Yep. That'd bust awesome. Out your cell phone. Call us on the Skype lines or on the call-in lines. Get yourself some free money.
Get yourself some Galactic Coins and spend it on your grid phone.
Sarah.
There you go.
Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, our state wants to put the sugar tax on the sugary drinks at a state level.
Oh, boy, more taxes.
All right,
what's the proposal here? What are they going to propose? 2 cents per ounce, or what are they asking for, demanding?
I don't know the detail, but how come they should have done this in the first place instead of having that big vote on the sugar tax in Santa Fe? You know, that they had a big vote, that election, they spent like how many hundreds of thousands of dollars on just on the election, and the opposers and the pros, they spent like millions of dollars. And
did it pass? I forget. Did the sugar tax thing pass?
No, it failed.
It failed. That's
right. They're going to raise it on a state level. This is amazing. You know what I mean?
Well, you just love the idea of people being taxed for their vices, don't you?
Well, the thing is, I think there's too much. No, you know what? Sugar.
Do you hate poor people?
I'm a poor person.
No. But that doesn't mean you can't be self-hating. Do you hate poor people?
You know what? I stopped drinking pop. How about that?
good for you. I'm asking you, do you hate poor people?
Do you think people who have not made that decision, who have not decided that they don't want to drink pop, or, you know, like, I grew up in a poor family, we drank Kool-Aid. That was our thing that we got to drink if we didn't want to drink water. We didn't get to drink soda. Well, guess what? If you're going to tax sugar and sugary things like that, then that means that my Kool-Aid, that one enjoyable sweet thing that I used to get as a child, will no longer be affordable to us.
How much of a tax on your Kool-Aid,
you
though, really?
Too much sugar. I think, you know, the Kool-Aid, they have tax, too, also. It goes by how much, they figure out how much it's mixed with water, so they're going to be charged. But the thing is, we have a diabetic epidemic, so this is a very good thing. You know?
Hold on. Diabetics shouldn't be drinking sugary drinks in the first place, so how is it harming them? You're saying that...
Well, she's saying they'll stop drinking it.
They'll start drinking, you know, if you drink sugary drinks, you're going to become a diabetic?
That's correct. That's what we're preventing. You know, the thing is, this is a form of...
are we going to... Are you in favor of raising alcohol taxes again, too? Because alcohol consumption has far more to do with diabetes in this country than...
And really, the cause of the diabetes is a lack of physical activity. People need to get off their fat butts and away from the TVs and get outside and see the world and get some exercise.
Well, the reason I asked you, Sarah, is do you hate poor people is because... I've worked in retail before. I know who buys flats of soda. It's not the people buying the BMW, you know, driving a BMW who are coming in through the retail checkout line with a shopping cart full of 24 packs of, you know, store brand pop. It's the poor people who are doing that. And so your tax that you're so excited about is going to disproportionately affect poor people over wealthy people. Wealthy person, they don't care if they're losing. Because, again, some of these taxes, what I've seen are
wealthy person's already paying a tax on their fine wines and so on.
Yeah, either that or they're doing like I do and they're buying the four packs of the microbrewed sodas and stuff like that, which already have extra taxes.
If you really want to, you know, go after people for eating properly, why not have a tax on potato chips?
Oh, don't give her any ideas.
Oh, give her lots of ideas.
What I think
the more she overreaches, the more people like her overreach, the more backlash there'll be from people like us.
Good point.
I consume an insane amount of sugar. You've seen me, Ian. Like, I eat a ton of sugar. I'm still trim. I'm still very healthy, and I am nowhere near diabetes.
Well,
as a matter of fact,
you've got multiple wives to deal with.
only one.
All right, Sarah. Anything else you want to say? Go ahead.
Well, the thing is that, like you said, poor people that have lack of education, this is supposed to teach them to stop buying tons and tons of soda.
No, it'll just impoverish them even more.
For real.
It'll just make them poorer because they're addicted to it, and they're going to keep their addictions. Thank you for the call tonight. I mean, do people stop smoking cigarettes because the taxes go up? No, they're paying dollars a cigarette on the streets.
In the poorest communities that you see people smoking those cigarettes.
Yep, that's absolutely true. So we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime between now and then over at freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.